You're listening to West Virginia Morning. I'm John Cantese. You might remember hearing news stories from last summer about gun stores that said they wouldn't sell to Muslim customers. It happened in Florida, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kentucky. But in Kentucky, there was another side to the story that didn't get quite as much attention. In a recent episode of Inside Appalachia, Roxy Todd tells this story about a small Appalachian community that stood up against Islamophobia.
Whitesburg, Kentucky isn't a big place. It's the county seat of Letcher County, but it only has about 2,000 people. Most of the time, this town is pretty quiet. Coal mining is still a big part of the culture here. There's also Apple Shop, a nonprofit media center and community radio station that seems to draw a lot of progressive activists and old-time Appalachian music fans to visit. 30-year-old Willa Johnson teaches workshops on making documentaries at Apple Shop. Willa is a Letcher County native. She grew up in a small town 20 minutes from Whitesburg. She loves it here, but she doesn't love everything about her community.
There's discrimination here on a lot of levels. Probably the most recent was this summer, whenever a local gun shop put up a sign that said, it was something about not selling guns to Muslims or no sales for Muslims or something along those lines. Basically, they were just saying if you were Muslim, you couldn't shop in their store. And it was on a little digital flash sign that flashed in the front window of their store in one of the busiest parts of our town.
The sign that Willa is talking about was a blinking electronic sign outside Jace Firearms. The sign said, Muslim-free gun store. Photos of the sign traveled all over the country. So did the words of the gun store's co-owner, Jill Stidham.
Islam is a religion of hate, and they are bringing hate upon our country every day.
We're losing more and more of our freedom every day. We used to live in a free country. I don't feel like we live in a free country anymore.
She said the Muslim-free gun store sign was meant as a protest about the violence across America by Muslim people. In particular, she wanted to speak out against a mass shooting in Chattanooga, where a 24-year-old man who was Muslim killed 5 service members. The story about Whitesburg's anti-Muslim gun store went viral. Reporters from all over the country began calling the gun store owner for a comment, but by the next day, she refused to talk to reporters. When I reached out by phone recently, Stidham told me to leave her alone and to tell all the other reporters to stop calling. She sounded pretty fed up by the whole thing. But the media coverage frustrated plenty of people, not just Stidham. Willa Johnson felt like it made her community look bad.
And that's just something we always struggle with, is like anytime something happens that does not reflect the entire community, before you can get a handle on it, everyone in the nation's looking at it. And it feels like that's all we ever get to show of ourselves.
When the story broke, Willa was teaching a documentary film course at Apple Shop. Her students were in their teens and 20s.
One of my students came out with this phone and showed me a WYMT news story, a local news story, about the sign. And he was just like, can you believe that they've put this up? Like, can you believe this is happening? And so all the students started seeing it on their phones, and they all started coming talking to me about it, because we had talked a lot about discrimination and the way people view Appalachia and how do we break down those stereotypes. And I think they just felt so insulted that, like, they were doing all this work and all this effort to learn how to break down stereotypes, and here was someone just, like, reinforcing this idea that this was the entire community.
One of Willa's students was 23-year-old Brandon Gent.
Nationwide, what people saw is that there was a small community in the South in the Appalachian Mountains that were being racist and Islamophobic and xenophobic.
Brandon says there is racism here in Whitesburg. He doesn't deny that, but he did feel that the story put his town in the spotlight, and it made Whitesburg look like a place without tolerant or accepting people. The day after the anti-Muslim sign went up, a different type of sign began appearing all over Whitesburg.
So there were two folks from here at Apple Shop, one at Apple Shop and one at WMMT, who made these posters that said Whitesburg for All and hashtagged it and said that this business welcomes everybody, or this organization welcomes everyone. and went door to door to all of the businesses in downtown and all over Whitesburg and asked them if they would be willing to put it up in their stores.
And they were yellow, just regular yellow sheets of paper that read, "This business welcomes everyone," or "This organization welcomes everyone," with the hashtag Whitesburg for All.
Tanya Turner was part of the group of friends who went around Friday morning asking local businesses to hang up these signs. Over 30 businesses in Whitesburg hung up one of the yellow signs in their front door. Everything from a barbershop to a cosmetic store to nonprofits and law firms put up a Whitesburg for All sign.
I think some of the most powerful, it all happened really quickly, but some of the most powerful parts of that day that I remember are the conversations we had with business owners. Some of those conversations were really quick. We would walk in, we would mention the news story. They would immediately say, "Oh yeah, I saw that. That's awful." We would tell them that we were offering these signs to businesses and they'd say, "Yes, please hang it up." And we'd hang it up and leave and say thank you. And that was really quick.
But Tanya says some of the business owners were reluctant about the idea of her signs. She remembers one store in particular.
And as soon as I got in there, I said, "Hi, how are you? We're going around to businesses today in response to a news story about Whitesburg yesterday on WYMT. Did you see it?" And she said, "Oh, yeah, and I don't want them Muslims in here either."
But Tanya decided to talk to the business owner and try to convince her to join the other businesses who were hanging up the signs. Here's what Tanya said.
"When business is successful, when people feel welcome here, we all do better." And she said, "Oh yeah." She said, "You can't buy the hand that feeds you."
And that argument worked for the business owner. She agreed to hang one of the Whitesburg for All signs in her front window. Meanwhile, the Appleshop media students were watching all this activity with the local businesses. Willa Johnson says it was a learning moment for her students.
To say, one, there's discrimination in my community. I can see it. I can call it out.
But the students decided to confront that discrimination without picketing or doing a big march through town. They just changed where they shopped. Because some businesses refused to hang a Whitesburg for All sign.
There was one business in particular that they had went to all summer during lunch. And they never like particularly loved this business, but it was convenient. And it was locally owned. And then the sign, they wouldn't hang the sign up. And so my students, without any facilitation from any of us, just had this discussion that day about like, well, why don't they have the sign up? Why wouldn't they want to hang this up? And so none of them went back for the rest of the summer. They just did not want to shop there.
The ACLU of Kentucky launched an investigation into the gun store's anti-Muslim policy. Their spokesperson, Amber Duke, says in the end, a lawsuit wasn't really necessary because the gun store removed the Muslim-free gun store sign a day after it first put it up.
So I think that, you know, in the end, from our perspective, I think that it was really the people of Whitesburg that, you know, took a stand and said, you know, we aren't going to stand for this type of discrimination or hate speech in our community. And through, a very simple but very powerful campaign, put an end to it.
The gun store owners wouldn't tell reporters what made them take down their sign. Jace Firearms closed down about a month later. According to residents, the store had already announced it would close even before the anti-Muslim sign went up. Today, a handful of the simple yellow Whitesburg for All signs are still hanging in doors and windows downtown. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
To hear more from this recent episode of Inside Appalachia that looks at Islamophobia and the stories of Muslims here in Appalachia, go to West Virginia or WVPublic.org. You're listening to West Virginia Morning at 7:53. Today we will have some rain and thunderstorms with gusty winds. Highs will be in the 50s. In the northern parts of the state, temperatures are expected to fall to the lower 40s this afternoon.
Support for the weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents available at erieinsurance.com.
A steady decline in natural gas prices has forced some businesses drilling in Pennsylvania to lay off workers and shut down operations. As the Allegheny Front's Reed Fraser reports, in drilling hotspots, that means a big change to the local economy.
At Jerry Lee's Emporium in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, there's a handwritten sign on the front door.
Store closing for good.
Jerry Lee Edwards opened the store in 2014. He came from southern West Virginia to tap into Pennsylvania's booming Marcellus shale industry to sell clothes to oil and gas workers.
But this is mainly the heart of the business. The fire-resistant coveralls, pants, jeans, and work pants.
Before coming to Waynesburg, Edwards sold his wares to coal miners in West Virginia. But that industry was suffering, so he moved north to Pennsylvania. Business was good for a few months.
For the first 6 months, fabulous. Then it just started going down and down and down.
Business got so bad, Edwards decided to close his shop this spring. A lot of others who have tied their fortunes to the fracking industry are having to make similar recalibrations. Low natural gas prices have led fracking companies to slash budgets and lay off workers. State records show Pennsylvania lost 10,000 jobs in the industry. And it's having an impact. Robbie Matisic is head of economic development for Greene County, one of the biggest drilling areas in the Marcellus Shale. Sitting in her office in downtown Waynesburg, she said the difference between now and a few years ago is audible.
My goodness, in 2010 and in 2011, we wouldn't have been able to have this conversation here so close to the street because it was just constant traffic.
Matisic said when the boom started about 5 years ago, there was an influx of workers into the county.
All of a sudden, we saw most of the traffic that went through this town was from Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Colorado, Utah.
The county benefited from that activity. It's gotten millions of dollars in drilling fees that have gone towards roads and bridges, sewers, and social services. Matisic said locals also got jobs, with businesses that supplied the drilling rigs and pipeline crews. Restaurants and hotels were also full, and savvy local businesses began catering to oil and gas workers as they passed through.
Yeah, we have six spots down here at the bottom.
Joel Kovach manages Rohanna's Golf Course just outside Waynesburg. About 5 years ago, Rohanna's added an RV park. The company cleared a patch of roadside and put in hookups for 30 RVs to cater to oil and gas workers. The spaces filled up, and for a while, they had a waiting list.
I'd say it was at least 10 to 15 spots deep, and those people needed somewhere to stay.
Today, though, only 8 of the 30 RV spots are filled. The rest of the lots stand empty.
It's been like this for probably 6 to 9 months now, to where there's not too many people.
Kovach thinks business will pick up again in the future. As for Edwards, the shop owner who's closing up, he doesn't think he can wait that long.
They say it'll come back in 2 or 3 years. I'm 73 years old. I'm not waiting 2 or 3 years for it to maybe come back.
He's actually heading to the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he'll work as a music promoter. It's not a bad fallback. But for those sticking around in Greene County, most are getting used to what looks like the end of the boom times. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Fraser.
The Allegheny Front is produced in Pittsburgh and reports on the environment. More information at AlleghenyFront.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with all of the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, WVPublic.org. And make sure you send your feedback to feedback@WVPublic.org. You can follow us on Twitter @WVPublicNews and find us on Facebook. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting's news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills, and I'm John Cantese. Have a good morning.